Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Hey, we have a great show for you today. We have Dr. Stephen Kong, an assistant professor in the Department of Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery at The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, specializing in the comprehensive management of benign and malignant head and neck tumors. Hey, let me just let you know that I've got this wonderful new website. It's called Dr. Kvitko & Associates, so if you can go there and like us, that would be awesome. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 410, so if you're just tuning in for the first time, you've missed a few. But you can access them on thereasonswesmile.com, all right? So you can check those out. And also, if you want to watch the show, go to ustreamtv.com, type in Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile, all right? So as I mentioned, I have in the studio with me Dr. Stephen Kong. And, you know, I was afraid I was going to trip over my tongue, Doc, with all of the things, all of the words in that intro. But anyway, hey, thanks for getting up and being on the show with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we met, 2 weeks ago, right, at the Donut Run?
Yep, that's right.
For Jones Foundation, which is a foundation that raises money for cancer research, oral head and neck cancer research specifically, because Joan passed away of tongue cancer, right? Was it tongue?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so it was nice to meet you and see you guys out there supporting the cause. It was a good day. It was actually a nice day, bright and sunny and all that good stuff. So, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a head and neck oncologic surgeon, reconstructive surgeon at the James, and I've been there since July of 2014.
Wow.
And I have, most of my practice just involves taking care of head and neck cancer patients and treating them in a very multidisciplinary fashion. And it's a great place to be, you know, to work in the James, to have a lot of great colleagues in medical oncology, radiation oncology, and our own surgical oncologists.
Isn't Ohio State awesome?
It's a pretty special place to be, I gotta admit.
Gotta tell you why I'm teasing him about that. Because he went to University of Michigan for your medical training?
That's right, yeah. I went to medical school and did my residency in otolaryngology there.
So one of the better things that have come from up north.
That's right. Well, you know, I came here and did a fellowship with the head and neck surgeons here at the James, and it was really the most special year of all the training that I've had, you know, working.
And you must have been special because they decided they wanted to keep you. I'm guessing that's what happened, right?
Yeah. Well, I feel really fortunate to be here, that's for sure.
Cool. Now you, tell me, you kind of specialize in making sure that the affected area of the person's mouth or head and neck that had the tumor functions when you're done. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I actually am most proud of how our field has advanced the reconstructive portion of head and neck cancer treatment. So we are very, very, we're really advancing the field in how we transplant tissue and what we call them free tissue transplants, where we bring vascularized tissue from other parts of the body to reconstruct areas that were involved and reconstructed from the head and neck cancer surgery.
So give me an example. Someone has cancer on their tongue and the surgeon that was taking out the tumor had to, say, remove half of the tongue. Give me an example of what kind of things would have had to be removed and then how you would go back in and try to put that person back to normal.
Yeah, so that's a good example. That's actually a prototypical head and neck cancer example where the surgical oncologist removes half of the tongue due to involvement with tumor. And then what we do is we bring vascularized tissue. Typically, the classic example would be what we call a radial forearm free flap, and that's where we take skin and soft tissue from the forearm and we transplant it with the blood vessels to reconstruct the half of the tongue. And we actually take the blood vessels from the arm and we bring it and we tunnel them into the neck and find what we call recipient vessels or normal blood vessels in the neck. And we use an operating microscope and we sew the artery and the vein together so that it literally lives like a transplant. And that the blood supply from the neck keeps that transplant alive and functioning.
That's awesome, but that's also very tricky because those vessels are tiny. And how many sutures, for example, does it take to connect one vessel to the other?
Yeah, so we're talking about, in some cases, 2-millimeter vessels. And we usually use very, very small needles on the operating microscope, but we probably use roughly, on average, 15 to 20 sutures to under the
for the vein and for the artery, another 15, and then the nerve as well?
So that, yes, you can hook up the nerve that gives feeling, cutaneous feeling to the forearm, and you can hook that up into the neck as well, and that will improve the sensation in the flap.
So it's a tiny, tiny little needle, but because you're using a microscope, it looks normal size to you?
Yes, that's okay. Right. A lot of fine movements.
Is it robotic?
No, we don't use the robot for microscopic microvascular surgery, but we use a robot for other applications that we could talk about, but for microvascular reconstruction, we're mainly just using the operating microscope and four hands. Takes
right.
Two surgeons to do this.
Now, it used to be that if someone had half of their tongue removed, they just couldn't talk. And how many years ago did it come to be that this would be considered the standard of care, or is it even standard yet? It's just so new.
Oh, it's definitely been the standard of care since probably about the 1990s or so. It's just amazing how far we've gone, because probably in the 80s and 90s, we're just putting the transplants in, and I believe they were just hoping that they would live.
Because you see, I met a woman at the Donut Run, Jones mm-hmm. Foundation second annual Donut Run, who had her tongue resected in. She couldn't talk. Her daughter, she would kind of point, and her daughter would talk for her. So she must have had hers prior to that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in the 80s and 90s, we're just hoping we could lay these in, sew the vessels, and hope they would live. And now we're doing different shapes, different templates.
It's kind of like dental implants. When I was in dental school in the, it was late 70s, I graduated in 1980, the implants were being placed on baboons in conjunction with Battelle, and they weren't really working. And so nobody knew if they would ever figure this out, the design of the implant, the material of the implant, the protocol for placing it, loading it, not loading it, that sort of thing. But it's amazing once you figure something out how cool it is, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, our goal really is with these transplants to get patients speaking and eating at the highest possible level. And so,
wow. That's great. Yep. That's great. I didn't realize that. So this is very awesome. And if somebody, well, first of all, I also, before we go to a break, I want to talk about, because we are talking about head and neck cancer, oral cancer, and some of the cancers in the neck, you don't know they're cancer because they're not visible. So I also met someone that had survived salivary gland cancer, submandibular salivary gland, and she knew she had something wrong because she could feel a nodule. And she'd been to several doctors. Some said, oh, it's probably nothing. It could be a cyst, which is correct. Those are correct answers. But it didn't sit well with her. She insisted, and she kept going until finally she found somebody to say, well, let's biopsy that. And it came back as cancer. So I want to make sure we understand or make sure people know what you're supposed to be on the lookout for. So the first one is a lump that has no discoloration that only you can feel, right?
Right.
Tell me some of the other things that people should be on the lookout for.
So that would probably be number one on the list. I can't tell you how many times I've heard a very similar story to that.
Okay.
And patients, there's a saying, when they say something's not right, typically something's not right.
Exactly.
So something like that type of a story, you definitely want to bring.
Yeah, one of the things I've learned about being a dentist is if I listen to my patients long enough, my job is super easy. Because they just tell me. I don't even have to be that smart. I just have to listen.
That's right.
And a lot of us don't sometimes, right?
Yeah, they'll tell you what's wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so then what else? So besides the lump, what other things should people be on the lookout for?
Unexplained pain.
Unexplained pain.
Yeah, and sometimes it can be pain that radiates to other areas, but most commonly to the ear, believe it
really?
Or not.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Unexplained pain.
Yep.
So if I have a patient who has, we think they have TMJ, it could be sinus, there's nothing wrong with the teeth that I can tell, and I'm just, I've run out of ideas, mm-hmm. I should refer them to you.
Yeah, and in those cases, we do a complete head and neck examination, probably involving a fiber optic flexible laryngoscopy. We really get a good look at the upper, entire upper digestive tract, and then potentially get some imaging based on how concerning the symptoms are.
Okay, and then if somebody sees something in their mouth, on their cheek, on their tongue, there are white patches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a potentially cancer.
That's right.
Red patches, right? Red is usually more dangerous than white.
That's correct.
Yeah. If you see red, there's a reason you should, you know, we use the word, I saw red, like I was scared. Well, you might want to be. And then the other one is dark patches. So something a little darker than a freckle,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's correct.
So we have white, red, dark, and no patch at all.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. So keep that in mind as you're driving around in your car on your way to church, or if you're getting ready for church and you might have one of these going on. If you have a patch and you've been wondering about it, you need to follow up with either your dentist or call these guys at the James. And how would they, if somebody wanted to reach out to you guys directly, how would they do that, or are they able to?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Our James line will be able to get in contact with us and get
okay.
him to see us anytime.
What's the James line? Do we know? Because if not, we'll get it over the break and we'll come when we come back, because we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. We'll save that. That'll be a teaser. We'll give everybody that phone number when we come back. But and you might know that we always give away free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And before we go to that, we want you to listen to something, but just keep in mind that you may want to remember that cancer can appear as a white patch, red patch, dark patch, or no patch at all. All right? So before we do the question, please listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and today's question is, cancer can appear as A, a white patch, B, a red patch, C, a dark patch, or D, no patch at all, or E, all of the above. All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
All right, we're back. This is The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day right now. We have four callers on the line. We have Linda, Janet, Mary, and Tom. And so, Dr. Kong, would you please do me a favor and pick a number from 1 to 4?
Let's go with 3.
3, that would be Mary. Okay. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for calling in, for listening. And do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
All of the above.
It is, right. White patch, red patch, dark patch, or no patch at all. Did you know that ahead of time, or did you just learn today?
Learn today.
Well, see, that means that's awesome. That's what we're here to do, is to inform folks, right? Okay, hey, Mary, what do you do for a living?
Accounting.
Accounting. Awesome. I love my accountant. He keeps me out of trouble. He really does. So anyway, yeah, hey, stay on the line. We need to get the information from you so we can get those flowers from Vice Denver sent over on Tuesday, okay?
Great, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. All right, so as we mentioned before the break, we were going to tell you, if people wanted to reach out to you guys, Dr. Kong and the James, that you have a James line. And the James line is, da-da-da-da, wait a minute, it's coming.
Okay, that
okay,
James
what is
line
it?
Is, so with a Columbus area code, it's 614-293-5066.
Yes.
Or you could call 1-800-293-5066. And the email is jamesline, jamesline, at osumc.edu.
Got it.
And we're in otolaryngology, head and neck surgery, and happy to take care of anything that comes our way.
Okay, that's awesome. And we'll probably mention that again later in the show for the people that either aren't tuned in right now because they are still getting ready for church or, you know, they're not in their car yet, whatever. So, yeah, we'll keep that handy. All right, so we talked about if you had to reconstruct the tongue, but what if you had to reconstruct the jaw? Because sometimes the sarcoma, for example, could be in actually the maxilla, which is common, right? Or what about mandible? What would be a more common lesion you would find in a mandible? Would it be squamous cell?
Yeah, still the most common. So
okay.
Common, and that'd be a squamous cell cancer that's arising on the mucosa that lines the jaw,
right,
or on the floor of mouth that just invades the jaw.
And so if you have to remove that, how would you go about rebuilding that person's ability to speak and smile and chew?
Mm-hmm. So you take a lot of things into account, including how much weight that jaw is going to bear, and if they're,
okay,
and what the status of the dentition is.
Okay, let me just stop you. So do you mean it's different if they're edentulous than if they have all of their teeth?
That's exactly
if
right.
If they're a big guy who's got some pretty heavy chewing forces, you have to do something different, like probably titanium instead of if it's a smaller, like a woman with a small mouth. You would do something different?
Well, mainly what you hit on first, which is dentulous versus edentulous.
Okay.
And if that jaw is really going to be loaded with some with forces,
heavy forces
of mastication. Yeah.
Okay.
And when that is the case, then we use a 2.5 millimeter titanium reconstruction plate.
Okay.
To
2.5 millimeters in thickness.
In thickness. Yep.
That's pretty thick.
Yes. It's quite
That's real thick.
Thick. Yep.
That's,
and then,
wow.
And then, yeah, so we use that plate, and then spanning that distance of jaw that's missing, we use another tissue transplant. Typically, we use what's called a fibula, free
right.
tissue transfer, where we take a segment of the fibula and transplant it up into the jaw, and really we snug fit that fibula into that bony defect where the fibula
it's
bone
cut
is
cut to just the right size and
exactly,
wedged in there.
Cut to precise dimensions and wedged in. And
that's the smaller of the two, lower leg bones?
That's correct.
Okay, so then is there any support needed down there? You just tell those people don't kick soccer balls, or what do they have to do different as far as their leg is concerned?
So actually, believe it or not, not much needs to be done. A lot of patients ask us if we need to put a plate in the leg or anything like that, but for the fibula flap, it's been shown that the the tibia can bear all that weight. And really, we just have them in a walking boot for several weeks just to be cautious. But,
okay. What about innervation? So you've rebuilt their mandible, and the inferior alveolar nerve used to supply not only the teeth and the gums, but also the lower lip, that side of the mouth. Are you able to reestablish that, or do they still have a numb lip?
Yeah, so that's one thing where with the resection, such a big piece of that nerve is missing that it's very, very difficult to reinnervate that lower lip.
Okay.
And so it's more even more critical that we preserve all of the other nerves, including the other side, so they maintain some sensation in the lower lip.
So they would have, this is a person, the example we're giving is where it was on the mandible, so they still have their tongue, but they don't have the innervation to the left side of the tongue because it's been compromised when the jaw was resected, correct?
Right.
But they have the right side. Okay. Well, that's still not bad. And, you know, we talk about this stuff like, I don't know, like we're getting a box of crayons and just coloring or something. I mean, this is high-tech stuff, and you talk about it like it's every day. It's just, to me, phenomenal that you can even do this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, I think, being at a very high-volume center, it's something that we do almost every day. And so I agree with you that sometimes we take it for granted.
Right.
But, you know, we're still trying to think of what's next. You know, how can we change what we're doing now? How can we make it better?
Wow, that's really cool. I want to find out what you feel the dentist's role in all of this should be, but there are so many aspects, anywhere from us first finding a lesion to making proper referrals, but then patient care afterwards, the kind of things they're going to need. I mean, the chemo is going to compromise their salivary flow. I'm sorry, radiation. Going to compromise that. So there are a lot of things that we need to get into. And I think let's go to a break. And when we come back, let's talk about the dentist role and all the different aspects of prior to treatment, during treatment, and after treatment. Okay?
Great.
Okay. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Here in the studio with me is Dr. Stephen Kong from the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. Is that enough to go with for now?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's like another 14 words I'm supposed to say. Anyway, we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry. But at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. In the studio with me is Dr. Stephen Kong, an assistant professor in the Department of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. He specializes in comprehensive management of benign and malignant head and neck tumors. And his primary role is reconstructing the damage that was done when the cancerous tumor was removed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And before the break, we said that we wanted to talk about the dentist role. So I think the obvious role that we fill is diagnosis, is for spotting the lesions because we see our patients every 6 months, and physicians tend to see their patients either when they're sick or at the most once a year, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And you guys have a way that we can send in suspicious lesions, right?
Yep.
And in fact, when we go off the air, I'm going to show you one that I've told you about, but I didn't, I think it's on my computer. Still haven't been able to work that app, the Jones Foundation app.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, but then, so we send the patient to you guys, you evaluate it, you decide that it is cancerous. So, where do we come in next?
So really, I mean, I think you hit on the most important role that anyone can really play, Dr. Kvitko, you and your colleagues, and that's in the detection of these cancers, because we know that the earlier we detect these lesions, the better that patient's chance of survival is. So really, I can't say how many times we've had patients sent over from dentists that have found very, very small lesions, and those have been really to those patients' benefits.
Okay.
Find them in a very small and early stage, because their chance of cure is exponentially greater than someone that presents at a later stage with
okay.
a large tumor.
Now, I want to tell you that, unfortunately, in my case, I've done several biopsies over my almost 36 years, but in the couple instances where I actually found what turned out to be a cancerous lesion, the patients don't come back. I don't know if they're just angry that we found it. I don't know what's going through their head, but I don't really get much in the way of follow-up. The most recent one that we found in June, I have not seen that gentleman ever since the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what's at play there. But my question, maybe the other dentists aren't the same. Maybe they see their people back because do you keep in touch with their dentist and say, all right, we're going to do this titanium plate. This patient's going to need a denture. This patient can or cannot have implants. Do you do that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we always do our very best to send letters and communications to other caretakers that have been involved in any of our patients' care, because you know more communication is always better than less,
right.
and oftentimes there are things in that patient's history that you know that we're not aware of, so
right.
keeping in constant contact is good,
because knowing that for instance you said the biting forces, so right. you know we might want to make that person a partial denture, which is plastic, a little less forceful, then place dental implants.
Correct. That's right.
Okay. So then, and then following it down the road, over time, the salivary flow is compromised. So if we need to know that, because that's going to make them more, it's going to be easier for them to get decay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the self-cleansing of the saliva. And so you have a system then where dentists and you guys can be in touch and keep, it's an ongoing care.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I think what you're referring to is the dry mouth that occurs after radiation treatment.
Right.
And it is absolutely critical that those patients really follow up with their dentists every 6 months
okay.
or so to make sure they stay on top of any tooth problems, because it's a big problem when teeth have to be removed after radiation. So critically taking care of the teeth that are remaining after radiation, it's a big part of the treatment.
Right, and we do that with making sure there is no disease present prior to surgery first, and taking out any teeth that there's no time for us to get healthy. But also making our patients fluoride carriers, that they can give themselves fluoride treatments, intense fluoride treatments every day, so that they can stave off the effects of radiation necrosis.
Right. That's
okay.
correct.
I think it'd be really cool to come in and see what you do someday, maybe scrub in or something.
That'd be great. Yeah, you're welcome anytime.
Would I be able to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, anytime.
Okay, because I have the ability to do that, like these wireless mics. I could even record it. It could be a future show or something.
Yeah, that'd be great. That.
Okay, let's see if we can set that up. That'd be awesome. I'm almost out of time. What would be the takeaway message you would like people listening to have?
Well, I mean, I think I would just say that any lesion that happens in the oral cavity or in the back of the throat, or it really just needs to be looked at very carefully. And then the second thing I would say is prevention is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
And that's that stopping smoking and excessive alcohol intake, that will extremely lower any chance of developing head and neck cancer.
Awesome. And the James line again is, do we have it handy? Okay, you ready? The James line is
614-293 5066.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for being in the studio with me, being on my show. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to, literally, I'd love to come and watch a surgery, and I'll learn so much more by seeing than hearing, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're very welcome. All right. Now, that's all we have time for today. Next week, we'll have a really cool show as I visit Dr. Andrea Miller, owner of Liberty Pet Hospital on Moreland Street, and sit in on a dental scaling and cleaning with extractions done on a cat under general anesthesia. Tune in and learn how much is similar to what I do with humans and how much is different. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.